الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, our series entitled, O You Who Believe, in which we try to take a look at those verses of the Holy Qur'an in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with a beautiful address, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O You Who Believe, directly addressing the believers, the people of faith, those who have iman. In these beautiful verses of the Qur'an, Allah Almighty teaches those who believe, the people of faith, those things which get them closer to Allah Almighty. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on occasions, warns us of those evils which we must stay away from if we are to gain success in this world and the hereafter. Before moving on to today's beautiful verse and today's beautiful topic, as we do, we'll begin with a narration regarding the blessings of reciting salawat, reciting peace and blessings, reciting durood sharif upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's mentioned in a hadith that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشر صلوات. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, as whosoever recites durood sharif upon me once, whoever recites durood sharif upon me once, whoever sends peace and blessings upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 blessings upon that person. وحطت عنه عشر خطيات. And 10 of that person's sins are wiped away. وَرُفِعَتْ لَهُ عَشْرُ دَرَجَاتٍ And that person's ranks are raised by 10 times. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارَكَ وَسَلَّمَ The verse of the Holy Quran, which we'll be focusing on in today's silsila, in today's episode, is verse number 104 from Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah Azza wa Jal, our merciful Lord, addresses the believers directly with the words Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Before coming to the verse itself and the endless pearls of wisdom that it contains, it's important to realize as a background and introduction to the topic that throughout the history of this world, kings, emperors and rulers of different parts of the world in different times in history, they have designed their own rules and orders about how they should be respected, how they should be honored, the reverence that they should receive from people, the protocol that they expect when they attend any event or visit any area. And if the king doesn't dictate his own etiquettes, which is what usually happens, then he has ministers, he has a government, who formulate and put together rules for the respect of that king, for that emperor, for that ruler, for that prime minister. But, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the history of this world, there has been one unique king, one unique emperor, none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who didn't come and announce the rules and etiquettes for his own respect. Nor did his sahaba, nor did his companions, nor did any other human being formulate rules about his respect or his protocol, how he should be treated, the etiquettes of his court, how he should be honored, the reverence that he should be treated with. But rather, the etiquettes of the court of this king, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the respect and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were revealed by the creator of the entire universe, the king of all kings, Allah Almighty himself, in various verses of the final revelation, the source of guidance for all of mankind, the blessed and holy Quran itself. And today's verse is one such verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the adab, the etiquettes, and the respect of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, what is the verse? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 104, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who believe, لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا Do not say رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا وَاسْمَعُوا And say انظُرْنَا And listen carefully. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. The background to this verse is important to understand, to be able to appreciate fully the pearls of wisdom that this verse of the Holy Quran contains. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and this can be found in the tafsir of Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah. He says that whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would address the believers, address the companions, if they didn't understand something, or they wanted something to be repeated again by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would say, Ra'ina. And they would say this with the intention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeating what he has said. Ra'ina in Arabic means have consideration for us. And using this phrase, have consideration for us, the Sahaba alayhim ridwan would intend, they would mean, please repeat what you have said for us again so that we can understand it fully, so that we can understand it further. And it states that this was their habit. They would say this in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he would repeat whatever he was saying. At that time, there was a group of non-believers, a group of disbelievers, and in their language, this word ra'ina was actually a swear word, was a word of disrespect, a word of insult. And when these people heard this word being used by the Sahaba for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously without any intention of disrespect, just with the intention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeating his statements and his phrases for them, this group of disbelievers, when they heard that this particular word was being used, and in their language, this word was a word of insult, a word of disrespect, a swear word, they became very happy. And ma'adallah, they began to say that previously it was difficult for us because we used to try to insult and try to disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam secretly. But now it's become very easy for us. Now we can do it openly because the word that we would use to ma'adallah, try to insult him, try to disrespect him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the word that is being used by the Sahaba themselves in their own language in a different meaning. But we can use that same word in our language in an insulting meaning and no one will ever know. So it says that they began to use this word regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed court. And they began to laugh. They began to make a mockery. And they began to make jokes amongst each other about this word. At this point, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi, he heard what they were saying. And he was somebody who had knowledge of their language. He was well versed in the language of those non-Muslims. So when he heard them using this word in their own language with a negative meaning, with a meaning of disrespect, he became furious. He became angry. How dare anybody disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way? How could anybody have the audacity to use such language for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then joke about it and then laugh about it? So he approached them and he said to them that if I hear you saying this ever again, I will strike your necks. But those individuals, those disbelievers, they replied to Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, and they said, before striking our necks, go to your own companions and listen how they use this exact same word. It's not a different word that we're using. So now Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, he became upset, he became worried. And at this point, it states that this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed. And the people were prohibited, were forbidden from using the word ra'ina in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, la taqulu ra'ina, do not say ra'ina, wa qul unzurna. Instead of using this word, say unzurna, which means bestow your gaze upon us, bestow your glance upon us. Subhanallah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, ordering them not to say ra'ina, and then ordering them to say unzurna instead, providing them with an alternative. Instead of saying ra'ina, meaning have consideration for us, say unzurna, bestow your gaze upon us, bestow your glance upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal, along with providing them this alternative, also says wasma'u, and listen carefully the first time. So the need doesn't arise for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have to repeat his blessed words. And then Allah Almighty says, وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. From this verse of the Quran, the scholars derive many rulings in the commentary of this verse. They say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden for such a word to be used in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has two meanings, one positive and one negative. So that nobody ever uses such a word, even in a positive meaning, and somebody else takes a negative meaning from that. Or somebody else takes advantage of that word, having a double meaning, and uses it with a negative meaning, to ma'ad Allah try to disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting and preserving the honor and dignity of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even using a word with a good intention, which has a good meaning, becomes forbidden in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that word has another alternative negative meaning. A word that might be taken by some people, some evil individuals, people with filthy and impure hearts, in the wrong way, with the intention of disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla provided them with an alternative. Bestow your gaze upon us. Unzurna. So that then, this would have no chance, no possibility of being taken in a negative way, in a way of disrespect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, the last part of this verse says, وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For the disbelievers, is a painful punishment. From this part of the verse, the scholars derive the ruling that if anybody, ma'azallah, disrespects the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if somebody uses words which are inappropriate for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his rank, his status, his honor, his etiquette, then such a person can fall out of the folds of Islam. Such a person can become a disbeliever. And this matter, this issue, is discussed in another part of the Holy Quran as well. In Surah An-Nisa, in the fourth surah of the Holy Quran in terms of order, in the 46th verse, Allah Azza wa Jal describes this incident in the following words. Allah Almighty says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَادِعِهِ. That from those of the Jewish faith are people who distort their speech from its places. وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. And they say, we have heard and we have disobeyed. وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ. Listen, may you not be made to hear. وَرَاعِنَا لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَتَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. They twist their tongues and taunting in faith. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And if only they had said, we heard and we obeyed. وَاسْمَعْ وَانْظُرْنَا. And listen and bestow your blessed gaze upon us. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمْ. It would have been better for them and more upright. وَلَكِنْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. However, Allah curses them because of their disbelief. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do not believe except for a little. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says that there are some people who disbelieve. Some people who say words, twisting their tongues, taunting in the faith, mocking, trying to mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead of saying sami'na wa ata'na, which means we hear and we obey, they say sami'na wa asayna, we hear and we disobey, ma'adallah. Just twisting their tongue slightly, changing the pronunciation and changing the letters of the word to give a meaning of disrespect. Instead of saying unzurna, they say ra'ina. They say words which have a negative meaning in their language, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them for disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in different places of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He declares the adab, the etiquettes, the respects, the honor of addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah An-Nur, verse number 63, Allah Almighty says, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Do not make calling of the messenger, calling out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst you, like the calling of some of you to others. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a normal person like you. So in this verse of the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, again Allah Almighty talks about addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to speak to him alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Sahaba, the believers are being ordered not to make the calling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst themselves like the calling of one of them to another. The way that they address each other by name, calling each other by name, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not to be addressed like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not to be addressed by his name, but rather Allah Almighty is teaching them not to address the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like a normal person, but rather use titles of honor and respect. O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, O best of all creation. And the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the way that they would act upon this, and the titles that they would use, and the way that they would express their love when addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so incredible. Some Sahaba would say, Fidaka ummi wa abi ya Rasulullah. May my mother and my father be sacrificed for you, ya Rasulullah. Some would say, Fadaytuka bi ummi wa abi ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have sacrificed for you my mother and my father. Some would say, Bi nafsi anta ya Rasulullah. May my own soul be sacrificed for you, ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. This is how the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan taught us the importance of the honor and the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And the importance that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to the respect and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be found in verses throughout the Holy Quran. And the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, they established so many great examples. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it's mentioned that before Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, before he became Muslim, he was sent as an ambassador, as an envoy, even as a spy, on behalf of the leaders of Quraysh, the leaders of the disbelievers in Mecca, to go and observe the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, who had been exiled from the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, to go and observe them, to go and see what their state was, to see if they were preparing to launch an attack, to see if they were in a strong state or a weak state. And he went there, spent some time, observed the Sahaba, observed their dealings with the Prophet ﷺ, observed their prayers, observed their taqwa, their piety, the way that they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way they would remember Allah azza wa jal. And he came back and he reported his findings to the leaders of the Quraysh. And in this narration, he states the thing that worried him the most, the thing that he thought posed the most threat for the disbelievers. And amazingly, he didn't mention the worship of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan. He didn't mention their prayers. He didn't mention their dhikr, their remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. What he did say was that I have been sent as an envoy to many, many kings. He says, لَقَدْ وَفَدْتُ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ وَوَفَدْتُ عَلَى قَيْسَرَ وَكِسْرَ وَالنَّجَاشِ. He says that I've been sent as an envoy, as an ambassador, representing the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, to many, many kings and many emperors. He says, I've been sent as an envoy to Qaisar, the king of Rome. I've been sent as an envoy to Kisra, the king of Persia. I've been sent as an ambassador to An-Najashi, the king of Abyssinia. But he says, Wallahi, إِنْ رَأَيْتُ مَلِكًا قَدْتُ يُعَظِّمُهُ أَصْحَابُهُ مَا يُعَظِّمُ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُحَمَّدًا. Subhanallah. He says, I've been to all of these different kings, the kings of Rome, the kings of Persia, the kings of Abyssinia, and I spent time with them. I've been sent as an envoy to them. But I swear by Allah, I have never seen any king ever as respected by his companions the amount that the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam respect him. Wallahi, إِن تَنَخَّمَ نُخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي كَفِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُ. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not release any spittle, except that it would fall into the hand of one of them. The Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan would dive to catch the spittle, the blessed spittle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed phlegm of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would dive to catch it and ensure that it wouldn't fall on the floor. They would ensure that it would fall into one of their hands. This was the respect that they had for the blessed phlegm and the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And he continues, he says, that when they would catch it, when that blessed saliva would fall on one of their hands, he says, فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ. That sahabi would then rub that blessed saliva, that blessed phlegm, on his face. He would take blessings from that blessed saliva. He would rub that blessed phlegm on his face and his skin and his body. And then it says, to the extent that whoever would not be able to find it, whoever wouldn't be able to catch the blessed saliva of the Prophet ﷺ, he would go to the person who was able to and rub his hand for blessings. And then he says, وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُمْ إِبْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُ. He says that whenever the Prophet ﷺ would order them to do something, they would rush to fulfill his order. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّوْا. And when the Prophet ﷺ would perform wudu, كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَضُوئِهِ. It says that whenever the Prophet ﷺ would perform wudu, the Sahaba kiram would fight one another. It would seem as if they were going to attack one another in striving and diving to gain the blessed water that would fall from the blessed body of the Prophet ﷺ when performing wudu. وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ خَفَضُوا أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ. And when he ﷺ would speak, the Sahaba kiram alayhi wa ridwan would lower their voices in his court. Subhanallah. And it says that none of them would even look at the Prophet ﷺ for a long period of time. Nobody would stare at the Prophet ﷺ for a long time. Out of respect, they would keep their gazes lowered. Subhanallah. And there are so many other examples. It's mentioned in one beautiful hadith that on the occasion of the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, when the time came for the blessed hair of the Prophet ﷺ to be shaved, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu reports and he says, لَقَدْ رَعَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْحَلَّاقُ يَحْلِقُهُ. He says, I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state that the barber was shaving the blessed head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَأَطَافَ بِهِ أَصْحَابُهُ. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was circled, was surrounded by his respected companions alayhi wa ridwan. فَمَا يُرِيدُونَ أَن تَكَعَ شَعَرَةٌ إِلَّا فِي يَدِ رَجُلٍ. And he says, they would ensure that every single hair would only fall in one of their hands. They would not allow any hair to fall on the floor, but rather they would ensure that when the hair of the Prophet ﷺ was being shaved, they would catch the hair in one of their hands and not allow it to touch the floor. Subhanallah. This was the respect of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan. This was their adab. And there are so many other examples from the lives of the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, how they would express their respect for him alayhi salatu salam. It's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. He says that the respect and honor that I had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. He says, مَا كَانَ أَحَدٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَا أَجَلَّ فِي عَيْنِي مِنْهُ. He says that there was no individual who is more beloved to me than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor anyone more honorable than him in my eyes. He says, وَمَا كُنْتُ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَى عَيْنِي مِنْهُ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. He says, my respect and my honor for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that I was not able to fill my eyes with his vision out of respect and honor and awe for his majesty. And then he says, وَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَصِفَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أَمْلَأُ عَيْنِي. He says that if you were to ask me, if somebody was to ask me to describe the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to describe the features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would not be able to do so because I was never able to fill my eyes with his vision. Subhanallah. He wasn't even able to raise his eyes to look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect. And it says, and Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu, he reports and he says that أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I came in the court of the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأصحابه حوله كأنما على رؤوسهم الطير. He says that I came in the court of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I saw the Sahaba kiram عليهم رضوان sitting around the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and their state was such, the environment of respect, of adab, of honor and reverence for the Prophet ﷺ was such that those companions were sitting as though they had birds perched on their heads. Allahu Akbar. Scholars explain that this phrase of them sitting as though they had birds on their head is to describe how still they were and how focused they were and how quiet they were in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. They wouldn't even move an inch, in the same way that if somebody has a bird perched on his head, And he doesn't want that bird to fly away. He stays completely still. He doesn't move at all. He stays completely still. Similarly, the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, when they would be sitting around the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they would be sitting at the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain knowledge and pearls of wisdom from him alayhi salatu wa sallam, the way they would sit would be as though they had birds perched on their heads. They would be still. They would be silent. They would be calm. They would be quiet. And they wouldn't even move an inch out of respect and honor for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this respect and honor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is necessary upon the ummah even now. Qadi Iyad al-Maliki rahimahullah in Ash-Shifa bi-ta'rif al-huquq al-Mustafa, he explains and he says that the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he has veiled himself from this world is necessary just as it was necessary when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically in this world. And he says that whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, whenever his hadith is mentioned, whenever his blessed sunnah is mentioned, whenever his blessed name is mentioned, whenever his biography is mentioned, whenever his seerah is discussed, then those who believe should have the utmost adab, the utmost respect and honor for him in the way that they listen to his hadith, his blessed name, his blessed biography, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, he says that the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is necessary upon the ummah even now, in terms of respect for his family members, in terms of respect for the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who come from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect of his Ahlul Bayt, his family members, respect of his Sahaba. And he says, he quotes from the scholars, Abu Ibrahim, he says that it's wajib upon every believer, every mu'min, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, or whenever he mentions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, that he humbles himself, and he comes in a state of awe, and he respects the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stops moving around, and he remembers the majesty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically in front of him. So my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, when we hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we listen to the naat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should remember to have the utmost adab. We should remember to have the utmost respect, the utmost honor for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Imam Malik radiyallahu anhu, he described the attributes of one of his teachers. And he says that, I've never narrated from anybody more virtuous than this individual. His name was Ayyub Sikhtiyani. This great scholar, Ayyub Sikhtiyani, rahimahullah, Imam Malik radiyallahu anhu spent some time with him and narrated some ahadith from him. And he says that he performed Hajj, and Imam Malik says that he used to observe him. And he says that whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be mentioned in front of him, he would shed tears, he would weep. Tears would flow from his eyes until we would begin to have mercy upon him. And he says that when I saw what I saw from him with regards to the honor and the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I collected hadith from him. I began to record the hadith that he narrated to me. Subhanallah. For Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, the condition of taking knowledge from this sheikh, taking knowledge from this imam, was that he has this attribute of respect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is, after all, the essence of our iman. For Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, who is a mujtahid imam, a leader of an entire school of thought, a leader of millions of Malikis across the world, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest scholars this ummah has ever seen, his criteria, his condition for taking knowledge from a sheikh, taking knowledge from an imam, was that that imam has the love, the respect, and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we take knowledge, whenever we take wisdom from anybody, we should ensure that we take knowledge from those who have true respect, true honor, and true reverence for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu himself, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be mentioned in his presence, his color would change, and he would begin to cry, to the extent that those who would be sitting with him would feel uncomfortable. And it says, regarding Imam Malik, he reports from some of his teachers, and Qadi Iyad, rahimahullah, he mentions this in his Ash-Shifa. He says that Sayyidina Muhammad bin al-Munkadir, radiyallahu anhu, who was Sayyidul Qurra, he was the leader of the Qur'an reciters, those who had knowledge of the Qur'an. He says that whenever we would ask him of a hadith, whenever he would be asked of a hadith, he would cry, he would shed tears in remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that Sayyidina Ja'far bin Muhammad radiyallahu anhu, who was somebody who was a very pleasant character, he was somebody who was always smiling, he was always happy. He says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be mentioned in front of him, then his face would turn yellow. And he says that he would only mention the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in a state of wudu. And he says that we went to him and we studied in his presence for a very long time. And we would only see him either praying or either silent or either reciting the Quran. And he would never speak about those things which would not concern him. And he was from those ulama, those scholars, and those worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jalla who had true fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there are so many stories, there are so many incidents of those individuals who expressed such incredible love for the Prophet ﷺ and such incredible respect and honor for him, as Allah Azza wa Jalla orders us in the Holy Quran. Regarding Imam Malik radiallahu anhu himself, he says that once he was teaching hadith, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu anhu narrates this. He says that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was teaching a hadith when a scorpion got into his clothing and started to bite him. And he says that whilst Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was narrating the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scorpion bit him 16 times. And he says that because of the effect of the scorpion biting him, his color began to change. His blessed face began to turn yellow. But it states, وَلَا يَقْطَعُ حَدِيثَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He did not stop narrating the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It states that then when he finished from that gathering and the people left, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says, I asked him, oh Imam Malik, today we have seen something amazing from you. We have seen something incredible from you. The sabr, the patience that you had when that scorpion was biting you 16 times was incredible. You didn't stop reciting the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You didn't scream out in pain. You didn't even try to remove that scorpion away from you. SubhanAllah, look at the reply of Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, إِنَّمَا صَبَرْتُ إِجْلَالًا لِحَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. I was only able to have patience out of respect and honor for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are just a few examples of our Salaf, our pious predecessors, and how much honor, how much love, how much respect they would show to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba kiram alayhi wa ridwan, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically with us in this world, whilst the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically present in this world, and those who came afterwards, the ulama, the awliya, the pious people, the scholars, the saints, and they would respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by means of respecting his hadith, by means of respecting his words, and by means of respecting his city, by means of respecting his blessed name. So it's important for us to also remember this respect. Keep tuned to the other silsilas of Madani Channel. Keep tuned to this silsila. In our next episode, we'll be continuing with a very similar topic with other verses of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings upon us and give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barakatuh wa sallam.